Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hey, Jamie, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Technical difficulties with Anchor taken care of. All right.
Yep, here we go.
How's everything going with you today?
Going great. Always exciting.
All right. I guess, what do you have planned to discuss with us today?
Well, today I wanted to talk about monitoring for the solar panel system and why it's kind of a crazy idea to get a solar panel system without monitoring.
What's monitoring?
So a solar panel system generates power, and it's a good idea to know how much the system is producing. It's also a great idea to have it so if there's ever a problem with the system, that it would alert the user. We come across other systems all of the time where the owner of the system has no monitoring set up. Mm-hmm. And whether it's an equipment failure or something happening on the electric company side, the customer really doesn't have any knowledge if there's a problem, and potentially that could be several months, possibly a year down the road before they realize that the system stopped producing.
So what would be a typical problem that would happen?
A typical problem would be the inverter died. So inverters, no matter which brand they go with, they only last about 10 years. And okay. Sometimes sooner than that, they will die. something goes wrong. It's kind of like a computer, you know, where it can be 10,000 things going wrong with a computer that prevent it from working properly. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of diodes and capacitors and all kinds of things that go on inside the inverter that if one of those fails, it can mean that the system is just not producing.
Okay. And if it just stops working, and you're with monitoring that you're able to see that, or someone is, how does that work?
Sure. So a lot of times the customer is able to see it. Okay. And more importantly, the solar installer should be able to identify if there's a problem. One thing that we're running into almost on a daily basis now is PG&E, for some reason, is sending power surges through the through their electrical system. And because the solar panel system is bi-directional, meaning it's sending power and receiving power, sometimes a power surge will flip the AC breaker, so the breaker switches that are in the main service panel. Mm-hmm. And that's like the same thing as turning off the inverter from the breaker. And, you know, many times without these alarms or alerts, the customer would have no idea. And on a day like today, where it's sunny and cool and a huge producing day, the customer loses out not only in that day, but until they realize that the solar panel inverter is offline.
And so like a power surge would just flip it off like a light switch, but your electricity wouldn't go off because
no.
you're getting electricity from your utility.
Yeah.
And then you, oh, wow. I'm sure that has happened.
This is happening close to one of our systems every day. And it requires that the customer go to their main service panel. They flip the breaker back, or they flip it to the off position, wait about 30 seconds, and then flip it back on. And without this monitoring, 99 times out of 100, we at Solar Harmonics, we see this before the client does. And we...
So 99 times out of 100, you see that before the client does.
Yeah, and it's when we do see it, then we have to, you know, we let the client know. Of course, mm-hmm. they think it's something wrong with their system, mm-hmm. and then but it's really on the PG&E side. And it's you know, and then when they call PG&E to find out what the problem was, PG&E has no idea. They don't, you know, they're not that granular on, and so they can send a technician out to check it out, but it's happening more and more frequently, and no one really knows why, but we are just vigilant about watching the production of all of our clients so that that way they don't miss out if there is a problem.
Yeah, that sounds, what about your larger clients? Like say you have a winery and this happens. What's the downside there?
Oh, they can lose, you know, they can lose that entire days of production. So, it, you know, the bigger it is, whether it's a $10 loss or a $1,000 loss, it's still preventable. Mm-hmm. And there's no real explanation. You know, they can try to find out what happened, but it could be something that has nothing to do with that winery or that self-storage. And it's just something that goes along. But that's why having monitoring on a solar panel system is absolutely critical.
Is this standard on all inverters now, or is it just by different companies, or what's this like?
We see a range. We see some companies that don't include any monitoring. Basically, they tell the client they can monitor it using their electricity bills. But, you know, that requires that the customer, every time they get a bill, they're going into the details of the bill. And we just know from our experience that is not always the case. A lot of times people are busy and they see that, you know, if the electric charge is only $10, they will just move on. And they're not really looking at the annual true-up amount. Mm-hmm. And you'd really kind of have to know what you're looking at in order to determine if there's a problem or not. So we think it's critical, and our clients think it's critical. More times than not, we get thanked for alerting them because they had no knowledge of it. But then they want to know, well, who's going to pay for the lost production? Oh. And that's the part, it's certainly not the solar panel company, not us, for installing it, that a PG&E issue happened. Mm-hmm. If it's an inverter issue, we can sometimes look at that and we can talk to the inverter company about reimbursement. But again, 99 times out of 100, that lost solar production is not anyone's responsibility, excluded, and it's excluded from every warranty. So.
And you are, I guess, in the solar industry, is it standard that the solar installer monitors all of their clients' systems constantly?
Well, it is and it isn't. So it's really critical to when people are looking at different, you know, companies to go with, to see who monitors these systems. We monitor every system that we have, but it's also... the solar panel installers don't really make their own monitoring system. We're relying on the monitoring from the inverter company. Mm-hmm. So there's some inverter companies that are excellent with their monitoring. And then there's other ones that are, you know, they make an excellent inverter that does great on the solar side, on the solar production, but horrendous on the monitoring.
And oh, wow.
So that's what we prefer, to work with the ones that have great monitoring and great production. Mm-hmm. Those are generally the most expensive inverters, but we've got this on another podcast already, that mm-hmm. going with the most expensive panel and may not make as much sense as going with a more value-based panel and a very expensive inverter.
I'm imagining a really, really giant system and then going, and somebody has to monitor that if it breaks or if it just stopped. You said a power surge can cause these things to trip. That's, and you might not even notice the power surge.
I mean, we had a client who came to us from another company, and their company went out of business, and they came to us and said, "Hey, their solar panel system's not working." And I said, "Well, how did you know?" And I said, "Well, you know, I got my electricity, my true up bill, and it was, $4,000." And so we went back and we looked and.
So you went back and you looked at their bill, or what did you look at?
We actually went on site because we did not install the system. So we went and checked it out, and all that needed to happen was their breaker needed to be flipped. And so, you know, they could have, you know, if they would have had any kind of monitoring, that $4,000 mistake probably could have been a $4 mistake. So it's, and it, really, when I say mistake, an issue that could have been, that, but they had no idea, you know, this was a person who was really busy, paid their bills electronically. So, and it was auto deducted out of their account.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when $4,000 got auto deducted out of their account, that's when they panicked.
So, oh my! Yeah, I can imagine that. I don't pay attention to my PG&E bill anymore after going solar, just because. I mean, why?
Yeah. Well, and that's it should. That's the way it should be. But in the solar business, someone has to be looking at it, and that's why one of the things that we do is we make sure that we're looking at every system and that our clients are protected with that level of. Assurance that they can rest easy that their systems are producing reliably.
Awesome. Okay. Anything more to add on monitoring and why you'd be crazy not to have it?
We've exhausted it, but definitely have monitoring, I think, is the bottom.
That's the bottom line. Yep. All right, great. All right. Thank you very much for listening. If you have any other questions or concerns about solar, you're thinking about solar, drop us a line, straighttalk@solarharmonics.com, or you can also, of course, follow us on Facebook. You can put a question up there and we'll be sure to answer it in an upcoming podcast. That's it, everybody.
All right. Have a great time. Spring is here. Time for some solar sun.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.